Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
He goes, I know you don't believe me. He says, but our government works with things that I think are satanic. And then he starts telling me that they have, he gave me these names. And he said that they have these things called dark hounds, demon hounds, and black hounds. And these are the code names for these creatures.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over, and there are two small, gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep.
To the show, everybody, you're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. I appreciate you, members. Thanks for being here. Today, we have a good one. You see, this one I recorded a long time ago, and it got lost in the mix from me moving to Tennessee, trying to find a place to live, trying to find a studio and office outside the house, then finding that place and having to renovate it. I hardly did any interviews in 2022. From January to, I think, about October, I did about 5 or 6 interviews. I ran through my archive of like 70 interviews I had stored up over time, and thank God I had those. But when I started doing interviewing again, I was in this hustle and bustle mode, and I was just boom, 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 trying to catch up on work. And this one slipped through the cracks. I lost track of the file, and I recently rediscovered it. And I was like, holy crap, I thought this had already aired. We have Bo coming on the show today, and Bo has had dogman encounters, and these dogmen also have ties to his family and the government. Bo comes on to talk about these stories. And then in the second half of this 3.5 hour long conversation, Bo goes into more of a professional talk because by profession, he pursues fighting injustices in this world. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to title him as far as what he does for a living, but we go in on this one cult that he has been investigating and the human child trafficking that goes on in this cult. We talk about it all on this episode that I had with Bo that was 3.5 hours long. I hope you guys find it informative, because this episode, especially the second half, couldn't be more timely than right now. All right, today we got a great guest on the show. We got Bo. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, man, I'm glad you're here. So let me tell you, man, you were somebody that my wife was very excited for me to talk to. I always say on the show, she goes through my email. She's the first line of attack. She weeds everything out. And when I told her I had a noon interview today, and I told her the name, she's like, oh, her eyes got real big. And she's like, this is somebody I really wanted you to talk to. I'm glad you're talking to him today and stuff. So I just text her and I told her she's going to have to take the kid to jiu-jitsu because you and I are going to spend some time together today talking. And she's like more than happy to, because she's really, it's like my wife doesn't listen to my show, which I don't expect her to, but it's episodes like this where she's so excited going into the interview that I know she's going to wind up listening.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good. Well, tell her thank you.
Well, yeah, I was actually just going to ask you, Bo, can you give her a shout out real quick?
What's her name?
Lindsay. Tell Lindsay how much you appreciate
Thank you,
her.
Lindsay. I really appreciate you putting me on top of the list. You're awesome. Thank you.
Oh, man, that's funny. But all right, so Bo, listen, man, we're going to have a good conversation today, and the conversation might take some twists and turns. I'm at this moment not totally sure how logistically we're going to do it at the end. I'm not sure if this is going to be one full episode, if it's going to be a two-parter where one's an overtime. We are going to talk about your personal dogman encounters, how your grandfather ties into it. And you even said in the email that you have two military friends that had dogman encounters, and you can't drop their names and all that stuff, but you can tell their stories. Well, we're going to talk about all this stuff. But I also want to talk to you today about this cult and the fact that Dogman kind of weaves into it a little bit. But you and I have been talking about this cult for, I don't know, a good part of an hour now before we started recording. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to let's not shy away from it. Let's have a conversation about it. We're not going to drop the name of the cult on the show because more for my protection than anything. You actually asked me, do you want me to say their name? I'm like, actually, I prefer you not, man. You're kind of scaring me. So,
well, I just wanted to warn you.
Well, I appreciate it because some people don't have that courtesy and they'll just drop stuff. And I'm like, you know, like, hold on, stop talking. I mean, we'll talk about it. We're just going to refer to it as a cult, and people can, you know, maybe draw the picture. It's one of the major cults of the day. It's not a secret cult. And they apparently, according to you, are pretty darn dangerous. And that's what scared me, because I'm thinking to myself, well, if they're that dangerous, I got kids to feed. I'm not trying to have too many problems come my way. I already messed with Dogman in Kentucky. So, geez, you know. So, let's start off. And like you even suggested that we were going to do it in chronological order. And I think that's always the best way to do it. So I'm going to hand it over to you. And I'm going to let you kind of steer the ship of this show and how you want it to go. Start us off with, I guess, what would be your first Dogman encounter, your introduction to the topic, right?
Okay. So my family is like an outdoors kind of people. We like to go camping, and that was like a normal thing. I've been camping since I was like a baby. Like, that's just, we're outdoors people. We go to a place in Arizona called Hutch Mountain. Lots and lots of wildlife, very, very remote. We go out like so deep into the forest, like there's nobody around. Like I've never, as a kid, never went camping and ever seen anybody out there with us. That's how deep we go. And my dad has this giant lifted truck, right? And then you'd be pulling a trailer. Like, we had a small trailer that my mom was in. And so we're going into Hutch Mountain, but my dad's truck, it's extremely high. It's got a huge lift on it. It kind of looks like Bigfoot is the best way I could describe it. And he has all these kind of like lights on it, you know, he uses for like, you know, seeing animals and stuff. And so what we're doing is we're going to Hutch Mountain. We're on like one of the dirt roads, and my dad would turn the lights off, and he has these like kind of like yellowish colored lights that just show, that shine down so that he can just see the road. And then he has a spotlight that's at the top of the truck, and it's built into the truck that you can turn. And then we have another one that's a handheld spotlight. So me and my brother would play with these things, and we'd, you know, see deer or all these kind of animals. And we're driving into there, and I have the spotlight, and then to the left, I'm shining the light. We've seen all kinds of critters like growing in there. We always see critters. And I'm sitting there, I'm shining the light, and as I'm turning to the right of me, I see two pairs of glowing red eyes. And so I immediately go, oh, it's a deer or an elk. I pull the light on it. And when I say this is a spotlight, I mean, this is like a, literally a spotlight. It hits this creature. And I don't know like how to describe it. It was like, we're going into the forest. Something was weird. Like there was like, it got like quiet and there was like no bugs, no noise, no nothing. It was just kind of weird. And then I shine the light and this creature is sitting in front of me and it's huge, absolutely huge, very, very muscular. And it has a dog head on it. And it's like, it's almost, its structure is humanoid. Like it obviously its spinal cord is straight up and it's standing up there and it's just staring at me. And the light almost like, it was almost like the animal was in a trance as the light hit it and was just sitting there. And I was so shocked by what I was seeing that it took me like a moment to get my breath together. And then I was like, Dad, there's a werewolf. There's a werewolf. And I just started screaming, there's a werewolf. And my dad stopped the truck. And then he's going and he's trying to see it. And this is going to sound very weird, but it's standing up. I'm looking at it and it starts to step backwards. And when it starts to step backwards, it starts to almost disappear into the forest. And the best way I can describe this is it's almost like it blended into the forest. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's not like it just walked backwards. It's like it just disappeared into the forest. Like it almost like, I think, and this is a speculation, I almost wonder if it has some kind of pigmentation to its cells on its fur, the way it reacted with the environment. It just kind of like blended away. And then my dad sit there, I'm screaming on the top of my lungs, telling him to look at this. And my dad, I said, Dad, there's a werewolf in the forest. I'm looking at it. And then, you know, he's looking, he's like, I don't see anything. He's like, you got to calm down. He says, you know, you just saw a bear because sometimes bears will stand up. And I was just like, so irritated. I was like, Dad, like, I don't know what a bear looks like. Like, come on. And I was like, I was all just completely like up in the air, being hysterical about it. And my dad was like, gotta calm down. So we did, we stopped. My dad took the light. He's shining it. He can't see anything. Just leaves it at that. We drive for a couple more miles. And then we find the place that we're going to go camping. And then we pull off, we get all set up. And this is really weird is anyone who's familiar with like coyotes and the way that they behave, coyotes are not usually things that will come into your camp and stuff. And I have never had this happen, only after this incident. There was a pack of coyotes that was circling around our camp. And it was there was quite a few of them, like I'd say maybe like 8 to 10 maybe. And they were circling around our camp. And it was so creepy that like my parents wouldn't let us go to the bathroom because we're like, we've never seen them do this. But they would stay like, because we had a big fire going, like a big, you know, like campfire. And they were staying just, you know, outside the light. And then they ended up killing something out there. And then they were doing all their like howling and all their crazy sounds that they do. You know, my dad said that, you know, based on the sounds that they were making and stuff, they had made a kill and they were, you know, doing whatever. And I was just like, it was just so creepy. Cause like, I'm like, I just saw this creature that I can't explain. Like literally it's a giant. And when I say this thing is giant, like I'm estimating that this thing, based off the height of my parents' vehicle, the truck, and then how it kind of dips, we're talking at minimum, it had to have been at least 7 feet tall at minimum, because it stands about 6 feet. Right. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, like, cause you know, I mean, we're going to remember this is the pitch blackness dark, right? We're driving in there and I was like, I know what I saw. And I mean, the light was on that thing. And like, I was looking at your stuff here And then there is an image that is on episode 571 that is August 12, 2019 on your channel. There's a photo that you have associated with that. That is what that creature looked like. So if your audience wants to see
hold on a second, 571. That is what it looks like. 571. I don't have a 500 episode yet.
Oh, well, that's what the thing that they sent me says, Dogman Confessionals, and it says episode 571, and it has like a little picture.
It does it have a dog barking at the Dogman?
I don't know. It's just like this creature like standing there. It's like a photo, like an artist.
Really? is it bloody?
No. It's just like a photo, like it almost like it belongs to like a game or something.
I don't know. That's interesting. I wonder if somebody else snatched my show and made it their own episode or something. Because at the time of this recording, next Tuesday will be my episode 500. And so, yeah. So
That's weird because I got it from the link that was sent to me from you. That's weird.
From me?
Yeah. I'll send it to you. Like I purposely like downloaded it or not downloaded it. I took the image and I saved it, the little link, and I put it in my notes here.
See,
I'll send it to you.
This is wild. So when did I send it?
Well, no, it's just with the links that you're sending me, preparing me for this.
Uh-huh.
It was just I went to your main channel, and then I was looking at it because I was like preparing. I was like, I'm not really familiar with your channel and stuff, so I was just kind of looking through there as I had like an hour before our interaction.
Hmm. I have no idea. I definitely want to. If you do, you
excuse me,
you're fine. Can you see the chat in this thing here? Can you send it to me at all? Is that possible? Is it a link?
Like since I have a link here.
I mean, and by the way, I'm fully aware to the people listening that this is awful for a show, but I'm so curious because this is
how do I send you link through this?
Do you see the chat tab on here? I just said hey in the chat.
No, it's not displaying itself to me.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, what we'll do is just email it to me then at some point.
Here it is. Okay. I take it back. There you go.
Okay.
That's where I saw the thing. I thought the messages that were coming is...
Hold on a second. That's not even a link that you sent me, though. It just says Dogman, The Confessionals, and then theconfessionalspodcast.com. Is that what you're talking about? My website?
Yeah, that was what was on there. You know what? I've seen this photo before, and I actually might have it on my phone. Because whenever I here it is. I know this is not going to be, but this is the.
I see that. I see. Yep, I see now.
Does
I see.
Look familiar?
I mean, yeah, I've seen it around. I don't know if we've used it before or stuff, but yeah, I see. I see what you're talking about now. I don't know. Yeah. Go ahead though.
Yes.
Sorry. That was a big waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least they can have it. Like I've heard people describe what these things look like. And I've heard different things, and that first one that I saw, that's what it looked like. And it had like a mange, like almost like a lion kind of around this area. And the fur was very dark. And then the chest region was dark too, but only slightly not as dark. And I've tried to describe like what it looked like. And the best way I can describe it is there is an old movie called The Neverending Story. It has a creature called the Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Nothing's face, like I have a hard time watching that movie because the face of the Nothing looks so familiar to the creature that I saw that it like I'm getting goosebumps right now just even picturing it in my head. So that this is what I saw.
So let me just clarify, what you saw looked extremely similar to in the face as to the Nothing from the Neverending Story.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. Because you know, to be honest with you, I haven't heard the name Neverending Story in so long. I've totally forgot about that movie. Used to watch it a ton as a kid, and I remember feeling a certain way about the Nothing. And that's very interesting.
Now, the one thing about the creature is it didn't show its teeth. It didn't make any facial expressions at all. It was just like looking at me. Like you ever seen like when a dog's like focused on something?
Yeah.
It's just staring like. Didn't just there, and then it just walked back. And while it was walking back, excuse me, it was just fixated on our vehicle. And then the thing happened with the camp, right? So I'm like, I'm all freaked out. The next day comes, and everything goes normal. Like, there's nothing unusual. The coyotes are gone. It's a normal day. And then that night comes, and we're sitting there. It's getting very late, and we have another fire, and everyone's around. Everyone's getting ready for bed. We're brushing our teeth, you know, doing all that stuff. I'm sitting there by myself, and my dad is doing something. And then all of a sudden, I just have this feeling that I'm being watched, that something is not right. And then I turn around, and that creature is standing right behind me, looking down at me.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.